This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. During this week, we've considered the challenge of being prepared to give a persuasive answer about our hope in a hopeless world. We saw the Holy Spirit is essential in the process of living in a way that others will be drawn toward the Savior, Jesus Christ, because of what they see Him doing in our lives. For this to happen, you need to start each day with a prayer, letting God know you understand you belong to Him and are available to be His ambassador within your sphere of influence. Ask Him to control your life, guide your steps, and open your eyes to see anyone He might be preparing to hear the gospel. Remember, the Holy Spirit convicts sinners of their need of a Savior. He also convinces them to trust in Jesus. When anyone trusts in Jesus to be their Savior, the Holy Spirit converts them. Once converted, the Holy Spirit will begin conforming them into the likeness of Jesus Christ. That's a lifelong process called sanctification. What will become more and more evident in their lives is the fruit of the Spirit. It's clear the Holy Spirit does it all as we surrender to Him and rely on Him to work in and through us. Paul put it this way in Galatians 5:25, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." When we are enabled to walk and witness in this way, the Holy Spirit will bring glory to Jesus Christ. That's what Christianity is all about. Surrender to Him, trust in the Holy Spirit, and rely upon Him to work in and through you His perfect will.